Good morning. Once again, welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, as we always bring folks in from around the area. Tell us about what's happening around the area so that you are well informed about, well, what's going on in the area. And we have with us today a very special guest with us. It's the Boone Police Chief, Craig Goodman. And Chief Goodman, thanks for coming in and visiting with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
And you've been the police chief for a while here at Brenham. So how are things? How was the transition in coming in to Brenham?
It's great. I've been there for a little longer than almost a year and a half. Mm-hmm. It's been a wonderful experience, and I'm amazed about how wonderful this community is, and they're very, very caring and giving. And my decision to come here was the best decision I've made. And so I'm glad to be part of the community.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear that as well, that everything is good for. And you're talking about the caring and giving aspect of the community. That's kind of what we have you here for today. We're talking about one of those things, the Officer Santa program. Now, it's the first year that you guys are doing this program. Tell us about what's going on, how it's going on for you guys.
In my tenure here with the police department, I've noticed a lot of officers on their own taking initiative to help out kids, for example, at the different schools. One in particular, Corporal Thomas Curry, is consistently doing things for the kids at Alton. He'll take kids to help them, like when there's a book fair, he'll take kids who don't have money and go buy books for them. And in different conversations that I've had with Corporal Curry, we've talked about an Officer Santa program. And from his initiative to do more for the kids in the community, I shared with him my experiences in Pasadena with an Officer Santa program, and we decided a couple months ago to try to give the program a shot. And so we jumped in, and about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we reached out to our business community, sent them a letter requesting assistance with monetary donations to help provide kids Christmas. So the way the program is designed is we partnered with the school counselors. And we went to them and said, we're looking for kids who may be in financial struggles, or their families are, and what can we do to help them? And we asked each school to provide us the list of kids who need help, and the school counselors were very helpful. They identified a total of, we have about approximately 55 families that we're helping, 120 kids altogether. And the school counselors were asked to from each child to pick two gifts that they would like. And from there, we went shopping. And with the help of our Citizens Police Academy and our Citizens on Patrol, we took the list and purchased the gifts. And the other thing that we did to help make this program so successful was when we reached out to the business community for monetary donations, we also encouraged that they would like to do toy collections. And we've had approximately $4,000 worth of toys donated to this program, too, and a substantial amount of money that will help pay for this program. And a little scary at first because it's the first time we did it here in Brenham, but so far it's been very successful.
All right, and how's that? Have y'all delivered those toys yet, or when would that be going?
Okay, so the plan is to deliver the gifts tomorrow between 10 and 5. We notified the recipients yesterday. We started notifying the recipients that they would be getting the gifts, and most of them are surprised. They didn't know that they were going to be getting gifts. A couple of stories. We had one individual who his family lost his home and is now having to live in a hotel. So he was thrilled when he got the phone call. Mm-hmm. We've had other people who, again, didn't know they were going to be recipients of the program and broke down crying. And what's neat about the program is that the program's designed for people to see officers in a different light. Most of the time they see us, maybe we're breaking up a disturbance or we're responding to a theft call or what have you, or working accidents. So what I love about this program is that people get to see officers in a different light, and they see us doing something positive for the community. And that's why I'm so grateful to our business community and to our really individuals help contribute to this program. We wouldn't have been successful without our volunteer group who helped do the shopping and the packaging and the organizing. A great deal of time and effort goes into this program to make it successful. And tomorrow we'll have the opportunity to deliver the gifts to the families. So we're excited about it.
And you were saying that, you know, kind of a successful the year this year. Do you think something that you'll be continuing into the future?
I do hope to do this annually. Again, we can only be as successful as our community is in helping us, and And it truly is. The people of Washington County and the city of Brandon need to understand that we recognize in the police department how grateful we are to work and live here. It truly is an amazing community where people are constantly just helping out. And that's so appealing to me as the chief of police. And I was recently married in July, and my wife and I are thrilled to be here, be part of this wonderful and giving community. And so, our plans are to continue this into the future.
And so next year, when you continue it next year, if you guys do, how will people go about maybe help y'all out maybe a little bit more for that next year?
Okay, so the way the system is, officers throughout the year, when they come across a family that whatever different calls we might be making, if we come across a family that is in need, we'll keep that in mind when Christmas rolls around. And our referrals go through the school system, so we're going to keep that relationship. That's how we get our referrals. Mm-hmm. And then we'll again reach out to the businesses next year and to individuals for donations. And it worked very well this year, and I think the success will continue in the future.
So anybody can help out next year if they wanted to.
Yes, sir, they can.
More than helping, and you guys are right before Christmas whenever all this will go off again.
Right, and we didn't want to step on the toes of other agencies or organizations that, mm-hmm. that help out. Randy Wells helps out, and Mission Brenham. So we want to contribute our part to help out throughout the community.
Okay. Another thing that went on just a little while ago was the No Shave November event. That was a pretty cool deal because I know they were getting collections for that when we did the Texas Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting collections for that. So tell us about how that went this year.
Sergeant Justin Schiller had reached out to me and asked me if he'd be okay if he grew a beard, particularly because he was getting married and his fiance. Requested that, and I said, "Well, I prefer the clean shave and the uniform, but he'd also suggested that we do a no shave a fundraiser." And Sergeant Schiller said, "What if we did something for a local charity or what have you?" And we decided that we would. I said, "Okay, well, let's do this. The officer can pay $25 a month for October and November, and we'll donate the money." And in consulting with him, we thought Adam's Angels would be a good recipient of the money. And so we put it out on Facebook, and we told our family and our friends, and it just took off, and different people wanted to sponsor different officers. And at the end of the day, we were able to raise $3,000 to donate to Adam's Angels, and thrilled that we could help with that. And we hope to continue that tradition in the future too.
Not a bad couple of months for some guys that just didn't want to shave, which is nice. Now this time of year, a very busy time of year, a lot of folks are going off places for the family and friends for the holidays. Are there any specific measures citizens can take to make the holiday a little bit safer?
Sure. So I want people to keep in mind, because a lot of people are going to travel out of town. So some of these suggestions I'm going to make aren't necessarily relevant to any problems we're having here, but if you go to the Houston area, Dallas area, Austin. So number one, always keep your vehicles locked and remove your valuables from the vehicle or secure them in the trunk. Very important. Always be aware of your surroundings, and you want to report any suspicious activities that you see. Park in lighted areas. If you're going out of town, ask a trusted person to watch over your home and stop the delivery of your mail and your newspaper. Always keep your house well lit. Be careful how you carry your purse or wallet. Don't leave it in the shopping cart, for example. When fueling your vehicles, don't leave your purse on the passenger seat. What's common in the Houston area is ladies will be filling up their vehicle, and somebody will come on the passenger side, open the door, grab their purse, and off they go. So please be mindful of that. When filling your vehicles, just be aware of your surroundings. There's a term we call bank jugging. That what happens is people will watch citizens go to a bank, for example, and they'll come back to their cars and they'll follow them, and maybe someone, instead of going straight home and securing the money or going back to work, they'll stop at a grocery store. And while they're in the grocery store, your car gets broken in and your money is stolen. So always be around, aware of your surroundings going to and from to your financial institutions. And don't announce on social media that you're going to be out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big one I can see.
So the thing I want to encourage people to really be cognizant of is, if you see something that's suspicious, you know, give us a call. We'd rather go check it out and it be unfounded versus not giving us a call. And I can recall an incident where somebody saw an injury go in the backyard of a house. They come walking out with a TV, and the person waited about 10 minutes before they gave us a call. I mean, that was suspicious. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking people just to keep us informed. Again, as law enforcement, we're only successful as our partnership is with the citizens. Call us so that we can help out, and together we can make a difference.
One of the big things right now you see is the fact that, you know, a lot of people getting stuff ordered online, they get packages delivered to their homes. How can you help out with maybe minimize the chance of you having your packages stolen from just your front door while you're away?
I would work with a trusted neighbor, and if you're going to be gone for a length of time and you're expecting a package, ask them to help you out. For example, last week I saw some packages at my neighbor's house, and I picked them up and took them around to the back, or you can even secure them in your own home for that matter. But just I would reach out to your neighbors for help with that. We have not to date, we haven't had any problem with that, any thefts of packages here in the Brenham area.
That's good. And another thing that we've heard about and we've had in our news is other communities have had some phone scams going on. People ask for money orders over the phone, or saying they won. Even maybe won a contest. They won a couple million dollars from a Nigerian prince somewhere. Have there been reports of that here in Brenham? And if so, how can people protect themselves from that?
Okay. We have not had anything reported to that nature here in Brenham or Washington County that I'm aware of. And I would just tell people that a lot of times, unfortunately, there's people who want to take advantage of good-natured people, particularly during the holiday season. So I would just tell them, thanks for giving me a phone call, but I'm not interested in helping right now, or aren't able to help. I wouldn't participate in that right now, because you just never know. If you can't confirm the charity or the where your money is going to go to, I would not participate in that.
And again, a lot, and also organizations that, you know, if you owe money to somebody, they're not going to take a money card over the phone or something like that.
That's correct.
They'll send you a bill.
Right, and exactly, and just in general terms too, anytime something like, for example, there's a scam with IRS saying they're claiming to be IRS agents, and they're needing your Social Security number and your banking information, the IRS is not going to call you on the phone to get that information. So if it doesn't sound right, doesn't feel right, just hang up the phone.
Yeah, and if you didn't sign up to win a lottery somewhere, Don't assume that you won $2 million.
Exactly. If it sounds too good to be true, then it's probably not.
Most likely is. All right. Well, Chief Goodman, we're kind of coming down to our time here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the folks out there before we close up today?
Yeah, just ask everybody to have a Merry Christmas, to please be safe in your travels. And again, just to thank the community for all that you do for us year round. It's a very giving community, and they do it because they want to help. And I'm honored to work with a group of men and women who want to give back. And our goal is to be the best that we can here for this community, to serve them and to protect them. And I'm grateful both professionally and personally to live in such a wonderful place. And I thank you for having me on today.
We appreciate you coming in here again, Brenham Police Chief Craig Goodman. Thank you, sir, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks.
All right, there we go. That was another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another guest with dealing here in Washington County here on KWHI in Brenham.